From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Butler County, Ohio, is a long way from the Mexican border. But the local sheriff there isn't letting that stop him from protesting illegal immigration. He's on a mission to prod and even shame the federal government into more action. And his effort is rattling the area's Hispanic population, as NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
In case anyone misses Sheriff Richard Jones's point, he's put up signs in the parking lot of the county jail.
There's one there, there's one right there.
They proclaim illegal aliens here, with an arrow pointing inside.
It's a big, bright yellow sign. It's to let people know in our community that there are illegals here, and it is a problem, and we want some help.
Inside the jail, Jones has been adding up how much it costs Butler County taxpayers to hold lawbreakers who also happen to be illegal immigrants. His assistant, Sergeant Monty Mayer, says last fall they started billing the federal government.
The total bills of somewhere around $125,000 to $150,000.
They've gotten no reimbursement checks so far. More recently, Sheriff Jones has started targeting business. Six billboards around the county feature his own image, arms folded over chest, warning employers that if they hire illegal workers, they break the law. Jones says the billboards are generating tips from the public.
If you engage in an underground economy and you think that we don't know about it, we're going to be visiting you.
Sheriff Jones won't say which businesses he's visited. A spokesman calls them uncharged suspects. In fact, Jones couldn't charge the companies if he wanted to, at least not with hiring illegal workers. That's a federal responsibility, but one Jones accuses Congress and the Immigration Agency of shirking.
Right now, talk. Our borders are still open. Do something. Even if you don't agree with our philosophy here, come up with some. There's nothing.
To critics, Sheriff Jones is overstepping his bounds. And he did have to pull back a few weeks ago when his officers detained 18 Hispanic workers at a construction site.
Well, firstly, if you're going to hold anybody, you've got to have the charges.
Greg Palmore is with the Regional Office of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. He says Sheriff Jones had picked up the workers after someone reported a disturbance at the site. But exactly what happened was sketchy, and Jones had no actual charges to hold them on. The sheriff suspected they were illegal, so he called ICE, but the agency declined to come get the men, so he then let them go. For Jones, it was one more frustrating example of federal failure. For Palmore, it was clear-cut.
If two simultaneous calls came in, one that was national security and the other being an undocumented immigrant that poses no significant public safety threat, you can surmise exactly where we'll put our resources.
It might seem as if Sheriff Jones's campaign against illegal immigration isn't having much impact. That is, until you head across town. So I'm standing in the heart of what locals call Little Mexico. This is an area that people say has been really revitalized in recent years with the growing Mexican and Latino population. But right now, the streets are almost empty. And in the 20 minutes I've been standing here, four police cars have driven by.
Honestly, I'm scared because my son was born here, and since we don't have papers, you know, I'm just very concerned.
Alejandra is pushing her toddler son in a stroller and looks as if she can't get home fast enough. As we speak, her eyes dart all around. Alejandra says she tries to stay off the streets as much as possible these days. Her husband has a job in a factory, but they're so worried they, too, might be arrested by Sheriff Jones that they might give up on life in the U.S.
We've been thinking in the next 2 or 3 months we might go back to Mexico and not to come back.
Now, remember those police cruisers that seemed so menacing? It turns out they're not from the sheriff's office, but from the city of Hamilton. That police force and another nearby are actually trying to improve relations with the Hispanic community, but it's gotten harder with Sheriff Jones's campaign. At the Taqueria Mercado, friendly officers used to come eat all the time, but co-owner Lourdes de Leon recently asked them to stop.
one of them told me, oh, I feel so bad, you know, that I'm eating. My car is sitting out there, and I can see that the cars are driving and just getting out. I mean, I don't want to scare your customers away.
Today, if a crime happened, De Leon is sure most Hispanics would be too afraid to call the police. Even without officers around, she points to empty tables. Business is down a third as her clients lie low. De Leon, too, knows some who are thinking of leaving the area. Sheriff Richard Jones says if there is an exodus of immigrants, he won't take any pleasure in it. But if it means one less illegal worker being paid under the table or housed in his jail, then he says all the better for his constituents. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.